Saul Neely recently wrote a long post on Facebook about now-retired Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell. Here's one of the meatier sections.
We clashed severely. I couldn't stand her and she couldn't stand me. She was tough on crime and didn't have any patience for somebody like me. Absolutely every time we met, I would shake with some blend of anger and frustration.
Neely is a professor of English and philosophy at the University of Alaska Southeast. And Lieutenant Sell, she wasn't a fan of his either.
And as I was exposed to more of the science and had to spend what felt like countless hours with irritating people like Saul Neely, who as a philosophy professor is kind of at the different end of the spectrum from the pragmatic way I'm trying to address things.
That pragmatic way often meant sending people to prison as the solution to public safety. But over her 20 years on the force, she started to question that approach.
I was arresting the same people over and over again. I was arresting members of the same family through generations.
In Alaska, close to two-thirds of formerly incarcerated people commit additional crimes that often lead back to jail. Each time Lieutenant Sell's arrestees went back, they lost more of their lives, like their home, their family.
And by the fifth or sixth arrest, they're living in a moldy camper or a car in Juneau.
Sell began to suspect that some of these individuals suffered from underlying issues like untreated addiction and mental illness. She became more interested in alternative pathways like more treatment, education, and community support, ideas she was hearing from people like Saul Neely.
He just keeps working away at people like you know, glacier wearing away mountains. He just is relentless and hopeful, and he keeps showing up.
The professor says the learning went both ways. From Sell, he learned about what it was like for police officers on the streets, like how people can get increasingly violent with each arrest, and how that violence could affect officers and other community members.
We were both working in trenches, but from different kinds of trenches, you know.
But over the years, they've come to see they're in the same trench with a shared vision. They both say criminal justice is too complicated to have a simple solution, and they both call for a community approach. But getting the community involved and to agree on solutions will be challenging. Sell's been retired for over a year now, but she has hope.
I think if there's any town that can have a respectful discourse about this, it's Juneau.
Yeah, it's awesome.
At the end of the conversation, the two smile and take a selfie together. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.